As we prepare to hear God's word to us in Scripture, let us pray for the Holy Spirit to help us understand what we are reading. Let us pray together. God of mercy, you promised never to break your covenant with us. Speak your eternal word to us through these words of Scripture and help us to respond to your promises with faithful and obedient lives. Through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our first reading today is from the prophet Jeremiah in chapter 17, and I'll be reading verses 5 through 8. Thus says the Lord, "Cursed are those who trust in mere mortals and make mere flesh their strength, whose heart turns away from the Lord. They shall be like a shrub in the desert and shall not see when relief comes. They shall live in the parched places of the wilderness, in an uninhabited salt land. Blessed are those who trust in the Lord, whose trust is in the Lord. They shall be like a tree planted by water, sending out its roots by the stream. It shall not fear when heat comes, and its leaves shall stay green. In the year of drought, it is not anxious, and it does not cease to bear fruit." Here ends the first reading. And our second reading is from the Gospel according to Luke in chapter 6. And this may sound familiar to you, but you're probably slightly more familiar with the version of the Beatitudes from Matthew's Gospel, the Sermon on the Mount, but this is Luke's version. Jesus came down with them and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea, Jerusalem, and the coast of Tyre and Sidon. They had come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And all in the crowd were trying to touch him, for power came out from him and healed all of them. Then he looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice on that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven, for that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets." This is the word of the Lord.